but she's up to the dodge. Maybe she thinks you'll marry her, said Lenehan. I told her I was out of a job, said Corley. I told her I was in Pim's. She doesn't know my name. I was too hairy to tell her that, but she thinks I'm a bit of class, you know. Lenehan laughed again, noiselessly. Of all the good ones ever I heard, he said, that emphatically takes the biscuit. Corley's stride acknowledged the compliment. The swing of his burly body made his friend execute a few light skips from the path to the roadway and back again. Corley was the son of an inspector of police, and he had inherited his father's frame and gait. He walked with his hands by his sides, holding himself erect and swaying his head from side to side. His head was large, globular, and oily. It sweated in all weathers, and his large round hat, set upon it sideways, looked like a bulb which had grown out of another. He always stared straight before him, as if he were on parade, and when he wished to gaze after someone in the street, it was necessary for him to move his body from the hips. At present, he was about town. Whenever any job was vacant, a friend was always ready to give him the hard word. He was often to be seen walking with policemen in plain clothes, talking earnestly. He knew the inner side of all affairs and was fond of delivering final judgments.